Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, I've got some kind of interesting things going on in my life right now. I'm in the process of buying some custom furniture from a man named Wood. And I'm about to introduce you to a man who is in the liquor business whose last name is Beveridge. Now, I don't know if it's starting to be a trend here in my life, but that seems to be what's happening. Tito Beveridge, ladies and gentlemen, is the founder and the owner of Tito's Handmade Vodka, and he's here with his amazing and really beautiful American entrepreneurial story. Tito Beveridge, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Now, yeah, your name is not spelled like Beveridge, but it sounds like it. And if nobody looks, if nobody says, you know, can sees how you spell it, they think, you know, tell me that you haven't, you know, with a name like Blasingame, you can imagine what kind of jokes got made about my name over the years. Mostly they just couldn't pronounce it. But long before you got in the liquor business, in the alcohol business, the beverage business, your name must have been an interesting one for you.
I caught a lot of grief over the years, you know, especially as a kid, and people would ask me if I had a brother named Cole, and you know, they'd have all kinds of silly little things like that, and then they'd ask me if my dad was in the beverage business, and he wasn't, he was in the trucking business, and
right.
So I caught a lot of grief, but my wife always says that nomenclature is destiny, and I always tell people I'm just happy my last name isn't Bricklayer.
No, exactly. So, at what point in time did you decide? I know you had a long career doing other things before you decided to get into the vodka business. Tell the audience about that.
Well, I started out. I got degrees in geophysics and geology. From University of Texas, and I got into the oil and gas business, and I did subsurface mapping, and you know, sat on wells, and I, you know, picked tops on well logs, and do seismic interpretation, and I really enjoyed it, and had this kind of you know vision of being a J.R. Ewing, you know, from Dallas, you know, kind of a Texas oil man and stuff, and I got laid off. And I started my own oil company that I called Uno Oil Corporation, and I was the Uno employee of the corporation, and I did that for about a year, and I couldn't sell any deals and everything, and so I ended up going broke and went and worked for a geophysical company in Houston for Western Geophysical. And
what did you learn from that, from going broke that time, that my audience could benefit from?
Well, you know, one thing I learned is that you got to get some revenue coming in, and you know, little cash flow management, and that you got to watch what your market is. You know, the oil and gas mm-hmm. business went from red hot to just you know blue cold, and but I went to work for Western, and I started doing seismic data processing, and I'd only done it for about 6 months, and I just hated it. And I started having these dreams of floating down a river in a body bag, and I was just like, I got to get out of here. And I went to resign, and I had a girl in my processing group that her husband ran Nigeria, and she had told me, whatever you do, you don't want to go to Nigeria, Gabon, and Congo. And when I resigned from Western, they offered me jobs in Gabon, Congo, and Nigeria, and I said no. And they said, how'd you like to go to Venezuela? And I had this really hot Spanish teacher in high school, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go to Venezuela. And so I ended up going down there, and I I ran teleportable dynamite seismic crews down there. I started off as a field clerk and worked my way up, and then oil business got better, and I started a drilling company in Houston, and then pushed the Desert Storm 1, and it killed it, and I decided I just wanted to go move back to Austin where I'd gone to college. And then I got in the environmental business, and then
just,
I got the mortgage.
Go back home and lick your wounds, huh?
That's about it. Go, sleep on a friend's couch. And in the environmental business, I'd worked with the EPA and the Water Commission, all these regulators and, with code and stuff. And then I got tired of going to landfills and, wearing these Tyvek suits in the summertime and pouring sweat out of my rubber boots. And I thought, for a geophysicist, I'm just not that smart. And a friend offered me a job as a mortgage broker, and I took it, and then it seemed like it was about a year and a half later, rates went up a couple of points, and it killed my business.
Well, you're just jinxed, aren't you, Tito?
That's what I thought, looking at my resume, and I was at a keg party one night, and a guy came up to me and says, "Hey, you're the vodka guy," and I was like, "Contraire, I'm the mortgage guy." And he goes, "No, I was at your buddy Bill's house, and I've been making these flavored vodkas for my, which I don't do anymore. I just make regular 80-proof vodka. But I've been making them for my friends for Christmas presents for like 3 years." And he's like, "Yeah, it's right at your buddy Bill's house. You ought to sell that."
You were taking somebody else's vodka and infusing flavors into it and giving them away as Christmas presents, things like that.
Correct. That's exactly right. And so this, stranger's telling me, "You ought to sell those." And coming from a stranger, it kind of hit me differently than coming from my friends who I thought just wanted more free booze. And so I went home that night, and I saw this guy on TV who said, "If you're trying to figure out what to do with your life, that the best thing to do is to take a sheet of paper and you draw a line down the middle. And on one side, you just list what you love to do, and on the other side, you list what you're good at, and then you come up with a job that incorporates as many things as you wrote on that sheet of paper as possible."
Right.
And when I did that exercise, I wrote down things like I'm good at, science and engineering and projects and building things and stuff like that.
And mixing and giving away vodka, apparently. Hold on to that thought, Tito. Give us a website, Tito.
Pardon me?
Give us your website quickly, please.
Oh, it's titosvodka.com.
Titosvodka.com, folks. Check it out. When we come back, we're going to hear the story of Tito's Vodka. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.